You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA Program. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media Station.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town, and a happy birthday to Barry Laminack as we welcome you to The Usual Suspects on this way back Wednesday, and we go way back 50 years ago when Charlie Polillo said that Barry Laminack was born in a small, small area of Houston, Texas.
First of all, I didn't realize he was saying I was 50.
Yeah, he's been doing it for the last half hour or more.
That's just not right. Like, don't, I'm old, but I'm not that old yet.
It's accurate. What are you talking about?
It's not. No, you shut up.
I was getting tweets and messages for the last hour, and I was in a conference call at 12:30. I'm like, where's all this coming from? And so finally, Pink Valkyrie sends me a direct message. She goes, Charlie's been saying that Barry's 50 for like the last hour. I was like, oh, so that's what this is about.
That would explain, what the hell is this song?
Happy birthday song by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, I've never heard that
song. I've never heard it either. Oh, no, I've heard it.
How have you not heard
that? I've heard it, yeah.
How have you not heard that song?
I just guess I've never heard that part.
You're old enough, so don't.
Are you bastard. No one ever plays that part because it's whack. They just play the hook. Happy birthday.
Well, I was waiting for it, but you wouldn't.
I got a tweet from El Jefe. He was like, happy 50th. I was like, thanks, a-hole. I thought he was just making a joke. I had no idea that Charlie is on the air telling people I'm 50. For the record, I'm 45. And shout out to moms and dad for 45 years and 9 months ago banging it out and having sex.
Always
appreciate them.
Pleasant way of putting it.
My mom texted me. She's like, happy birthday, son. I love you. You're wonderful. This and I was like, hey, thanks for having sex with dad 45 years and 9 months ago. She's like, I can't believe you sent that to me. I'm like, no, I appreciate y'all banging it out. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for y'all and dad being horny. So, because I know you didn't want it. So it had to have been dad.
Wow.
See, Joel, it's not just you or Nick that I pick on. It's everybody. My mom at home right now is mortified that I'm saying this on the air.
Your mom's like, you know, I liked sex, but I didn't need to be reminded about it. Not that one specific time, anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Man, thank you for the cake.
Yep.
That was very kind of you.
Went out and got you a cake and had it. I told you this. I had it customized, and the lady asked for the spelling of Barry. And for a second, I thought about B-E-R-R-Y.
That would have been great.
And then I thought, I'm not sure how he's going to take that, so we'll just go with the traditional B-A-R.
No, that would have been great. I would have enjoyed that thoroughly. I would have got it right away.
So that's, and I saw Esme got the email.
Oh, yeah, she knocked that out. I did see that. So, I was like, look at that.
People are paying attention. That's
look
good.
Look at that.
So what are the big plans? What are the big plans? Nothing? Yard work?
Nothing. Probably. Not even going to lie. Going to mow the backyard.
Barry's going to be here till 4 o'clock. The address is 5353 Alabama. If you want to send weed and feed, if you want to send maybe one of those $9.99 sprinklers.
I was actually going to buy that. That was going to be my – I just didn't have the time.
You were going to get me some weed and feed?
Something.
You can just skip the feed.
Yeah. If there's a birthday, feed it. Yeah, so bring weed and feed.
Just skip the feed. Just bring weed. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
No, so, my wife asked me, she goes, what do you want to do for your birthday? I was like, really nothing. Like, I got the watch. I'm excited about that. I don't really, she's like, where do you want to go eat? I was like, I don't really, because every year she takes me to a Brazilian steakhouse.
Yeah.
And I do it up big and eat. Almost got myself another soundbite there.
Yes, you did.
I eat a lot of steak products. How about that?
Put a lot of meat in your mouth.
I see. I caught myself.
You like the medallions too.
I didn't, but I was just like, I don't feel like it. I mean, I just, whatever. I was telling Michael Carroll, just get Arby's or something. I'm good with that.
Oh, no. Do not pass up a Brazilian steakhouse for Arby's.
But
bro.
I'm not feeling it. I'm with you.
House special.
Lately, and I used to be the guy that likes to, because I used to just want to get everybody together and drink and hang out.
Oh, that surprises me a little bit.
Yeah, and I was like that forever. And then all of a sudden, I was just like, once you get married and have a kid, she's like, what do you want to do? And Taylor and I should do that. I go, no, it's okay. And maybe this weekend we'll grab something, but I'm okay.
Yeah, my dad was texting me like, hey, what do you want? I was like, man, honestly, I have everything I could want and need. I don't feel like doing anything. Just, my mom was even, let's go to lunch. I was like, I don't need any of that. Just wish me happy birthday. That's it. I don't know. I think after a certain age, you just stop caring about it.
I think that's right. I think I've transferred all of my love of it into Taylor and her
that's
birthdays
good. Well,
and holidays.
For
and things.
Kids, it yeah. absolutely should be a big deal. I always remind my mom about that when I was like, I think 16, she forgot. She didn't throw me a party. I'm like, for my 16th birthday.
Oh, that's a tough one.
You forgot.
Yeah.
And she swears she did. No, I didn't. I'm like, you totally messed that up. So I never let her live that down.
I forgot my mom's birthday once.
Oof.
And I'm telling you, it was not pretty. And my dad, who normally just stayed out of it, was like, you screwed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was big. And it was totally unintentional. I could not have felt worse.
Well, see, that's the thing for me. I have step parents. I have a stepmom and a stepdad. And so on occasion, on a Mother's Day, like 2 days later, I'll be like, oh my God, I didn't text Susan. I feel like such a horrible person. Or I didn't text Paul on Father's. I feel so bad because it's not intentional. It's just, one, I'm older and I forget things. And I'll be like, okay, I'll think about her during the day. I'll be like, all right, I gotta text my stepmom today and wish her happy Mother's Day. And then you just start doing stuff and then it gets late. And then the next thing you know, it's 2 days later and you're going, oh my God, I'm horrible.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel you on that. I always feel bad. I don't think I ever forgot my mom's birthday just because it's so close to mine and Mother's Day.
I was literally sitting on my friend's couch.
When you went, oh my God!
Him and his sister and I were watching, and I went, what day is today? Oh, God. And I made it on the day, but I was the last
one
to check in.
You had seen her already?
Yeah, and my mom's always like, you're always the first one to check in. And the fact that I wasn't, and it was like 8:30 at night, ooh, baby,
What I like is like here when you see people in the hall and they're like, hey, what's up, Barrett? You're like, what's up? What's up? And then the email goes out and they're like, oh, hey, happy birthday. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Don't worry about it. That's why I love Facebook. Facebook will make you look like a great friend when you're not. Because I'm like, oh, what's up, Bobby? Happy birthday. I didn't know it was Bobby's birthday. It's
yeah, they
Facebook.
Remind you. Yeah.
My favorite fantastic. Is when, but my this is my favorite. This is how lazy we are as human beings. Some people will just put HBD. They don't even type out happy birthday.
True.
They just do HBD, and it's only because Facebook reminded them that it's your birthday that they know that. Because let's be real. There's probably 7 people on this planet that know what my birthday is. I mean, and that's to be expected. Like, we just celebrated Nick's birthday. I still couldn't tell you the date. And I was here for it. It's just one of those things. Like, 4 weeks from now, you'd be like, I don't remember what day Barry's birthday was on. It just, that's how we
so
are.
So true.
And
so
that's
true.
Fine. But what I love the most is when Facebook reminds you and you'll put HBD, right? Or happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Then someone comes along and likes your post on that person's Facebook wall. And that's their way of saying happy birthday. Or they'll reply to your happy birthday post and put, oh, yeah, happy birthday. It's like, how lazy are you? You could have started your own post.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, you're right. And the thing is, and some people think they jazz it up with HFBD.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to be kind of hip and
see,
cool.
See, I'm not lazy. Yeah, I added an extra letter
And then you
in
start
there.
Looking, because obviously your circle of friends on Facebook is the same, and you see for every birthday, they put the same message the exact same way and just change the name, and you're like, dude, you're cutting and pasting on something that's already way too easy for you that you would have forgotten about.
Yeah. And then you always feel obligated when it's your birthday to go in and like every one of the happy birthday posts and tell everyone thank you, and it's all just about attention whoring. That's all birthdays really are. It's once you get past 16, you're just being an attention.
That's why I tweeted you. Hope you enjoy your day, but not the rest of your week, because you're not allowed to have a birthday week.
Yeah.
So at least just you get the day.
It's my birthday year. Forget a birthday day. Forget a birthday week. Forget a birthday month. It's my birthday year. Yes. Every year is my birthday year. What'd you get me?
pinning dollars and
yeah, let's do that. Let's pin hundreds on my
53-53 Alabama.
West Alabama.
West Alabama. That's right. Barry's going to correct me to make sure the deliveries get the right spot. 53-53 West Alabama in the Galleria area. You can have delivery services drop it off, or you can drop it off yourself. Esme would be happy to see you. Weed and Feed.
No, I don't want Weed and Feed.
You want marigold seeds?
No, I don't want none of that. Like, first of all, Weed and Feed.
How's your weed whacker?
Have you?
You need another weed whacker?
My whacking is fine. Okay. Don't worry about that. Right. Have you not been paying attention to lawn talk?
Nope.
I have told you for years to not use Weed and Feed, that it's terrible for your lawn and your trees.
You need something to pull the mower out of the muck?
I got stuck last night.
Again? If you got snow tires and chains for the mower.
I got stuck.
Is it still stuck?
Again, is it still stuck?
I got the wife's car. Because the only
you
reason
get it with the car again?
Well, the only reason that went south on me was because the yard was so wet. And this time, there's different undulations in the ditches, and you got to be careful.
Undulations.
That's a great word. That's a golf word, by the way, reading the greens.
Yeah, okay. There's different undulations in the ditch, and I got one that was too high and got stuck, and I had to get the wife's car. I wasn't messing up my car.
The day that I see the Instagram car. Or the Twitter picture of your wife's bumper with a chain attached to a mower in your yard, I am going to
pull it off.
Yes.
Actually, don't tell her, but I just attached it to the the rocker arm on her back wheel.
Oh, my God. I could see you, snap an axle or something.
I could just see, I rode it around the block just to make sure it wasn't all whoop, 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 wonky or nothing like that. I was like, oh, and it was making bad noises when I was pulling. I was like, ugh.
So you're trying to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, it didn't. Hey, man, I had to get that out, though. I had to get it finished. So, yep, good times.
So there you go. So happy birthday to Barry. And like I said, deliveries will be accepted at 5353 West Alabama. It's also a way back Wednesday, and we settled upon artists from either Canada or the Bay Area of San Francisco and Oakland. I checked at the start of the show, and I realized that I was the only list that I had seen.
Yes. Thanks for letting me go first, since it was my birthday and all. Appreciate that.
Yep. Thanks for getting the list in.
I'm halfway through. I have four on my list right now.
So I take it I'm going first.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other choice.
He had two when we started this show.
My list is done. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, you've been
I'm working on it right now.
This ain't done yet.
And here's the thing that, it's your birthday and all.
I'm so mad you took Tom Sawyer, though. But Pink, Don't Stop Believing.
But Pink
Journey,
Valkyrie.
Where's Journey from?
San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah. I looked at it. Realize. And here's Pink Valkyrie.
Journey song.
Pink Valkyrie chimes in, and she's like, you should use this and this. And I hadn't heard of their art. She goes, but who's this Tony?
Oh,
and I go,
no.
No way. I go, you'll know the song if you listen to it. Just Google it. She Googles it, and she goes, yeah, still no clue. I'm like, you don't know Feels Good?
Wow.
Then I am old. So
yeah.
There you go. All right. So we're just getting started. You guys can join the show, as we always tell you, the HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number. Also, you can reach us via Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. Before we head to the break, do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff doing a fantastic job. I switched to Infuse Energy about 2 years ago. I kid you not when I tell you that I've saved thousands on my bills from year to year, from my previous company to now with Infuse Energy. They're fantastic. And the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to actually talk to you. When you call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, you're going to get a real live human being on the phone, not an automated system. They're going to talk to you about when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for business or you're for personal use? And they're going to go from there until they get the best rate and the best possible deal they can for you. And they do fantastic work at their job. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, and immediately you'll get a $25 bill credit, and they'll go from there. You can also check out the website, infuseenergy.com, but I encourage you to call because their customer service is second to none. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. They are here to make sure they take care of you. Check them out, infuseenergy.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
That's right. Album number 10. Short Dogs in the house. It's getting close to the end, y'all. But we're gonna kick it like this on the last album.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the Barry Laminack Birthday Fiesta on a Wayback Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio celebrating the big day. The 5-0 has finally arrived, and everybody is up for the festivities. You will have to cut the cake.
I hate y'all so much.
So you can distribute 5-0. It to the 18,000 interns that we
should have brought some whiskey. Got them lit.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not getting presents. You're the only one that's going to get presents on this show, I'm sure.
No, we'll but see. We should have just got you lit on here.
Huh?
We should have got you drunk, is what I'm saying.
No, then you would have to get me home.
Uber. No, we'd make you drive.
Oh, that's great. We'll Run my
you,
life,
we'll
right?
We'll call you an Uber.
That's great.
We'll call you an Uber.
Well, yeah. They make me pay for it.
And maybe give them the wrong direction.
Yeah, there you go. That would not be fun.
Uber from here to cut and shoot? That's like $127 probably.
Don't they have helicopter Ubers?
Ooh.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Get them a flight home.
That would be expensive flight home.
People don't realize this, but for home games when Kobe was a Laker, he lived in Orange County. He took a helicopter. He bought a helicopter.
See, that's just stupid.
Which he said was more affordable than most people spend for a boat. And he would take the helicopter from Orange County to a high-rise close to the arena where a town car was waiting on the roof and then would just descend from the parking garage down in, and then just drive into the arena.
You can't convince me that that made sense.
That was more economical, yeah.
Did you just
you know
can't
what it
convince
is? I think
me.
More than anything because of traffic in L.A.
Why not just take a... Well, yeah, of course. From a time perspective, it made sense. But economically, to sit there and say it was cheaper than a boat, there's no way that you had, 41 flights a year on a helicopter that you paid for, and then you got to pay for the crew and maintenance and gas.
It's essentially just a pilot and the helicopter. And if you bought the helicopter, I would assume...
There's still maintenance on it.
Sure there is, but it's also you're using it, but you're not abusing it to the point where the resale, you'll still get something back for it. When McGrady spent $27 million or whatever it was on that private plane he bought.
That's so stupid.
And then he was trying to constantly lease it out or get other people to use it. That's when it doesn't make sense.
Right. Well, then if you're Kobe, you don't want to have a helicopter sitting. I mean, you're using it 41 days a year. So you don't want to have a helicopter sitting around the other 365 minus 41. 365 minus 41, Nick. Are you using a calculator? Yeah, no idea. Dude. You don't want to use it the other 324. No. Was that? Was it? That's not it. So if you're renting it out, if you're leasing it, then you got to pay. You still have maintenance on it. Now, hopefully, whatever you're leasing it for covers some of that cost.
If you look it up, too, a helicopter is not nowhere near. It's not even $1 million. It's not close to what a plane would cost.
To buy a helicopter?
Yeah.
Really?
A smaller helicopter. Yeah.
Even if it wasn't, though. Even if it wasn't, you could Uber every day and it'll be cheaper.
Yeah.
But it would also take you like 8 hours from Orange County where he lived. Or lives to get to LA. So it was more about the stress levels and the. I mean, a lot of these guys now, they have drivers and either SUVs or big vehicles where they're chilling, doing other things the entire time and never have to worry about being behind the wheel.
Let's see. If I bought a helicopter and a turbine 2009 Augusta AW109E power helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. It just says for sale, for price call. Here's an Airbus 1989. Ooh, I don't know if I want a
1989. No.
I don't know if I
want
to fly.
You don't want the hoopty of helicopters trying to get you around L.A.
It's on sale.
For?
$620,000.
Still not the $27 million T-Mac paid for a plane.
That's ridiculous, though. That's the only one that has the prices. Nope. Here's one, a 2006 Bell helicopter for $2.8 million.
Oh, so it does get over a mil.
That's ridiculous. A 1981 Bell helicopter for $3.8 million. Bro, yeah, you can't convince me that that's cost effective.
Silly. I think part of it is prestige. Part of it is time effect.
Showing off.
Yeah. You're also, like, from a time perspective, saving a bunch of time and stress from driving.
Now, and it's probably a lot like Odell Beckham Jr. You saw his car?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, with the hood ornament?
That was awful.
That pops up with him catching a football?
You know what it looked like? It looked like a topper on a cake.
It really did.
I was like, what? Is this
supposed
to be? I actually
tried to get it for your cake, but they didn't have Texans colors.
I was like, is this supposed to be cool? Is this supposed to be something that...
It really did. It looked like a bad action
figure
on a cake.
First of all, the car is ugly. His Rolls Royce, it's
orange,
it's
right?
It's doo-doo brown.
Okay.
And black. And yeah, I guess it is orange, but it looks diarrhea orange. It really does. And so it's ugly as is. And then he's got this cake topper that pops out of the hood. If you haven't seen it, Odell Beckham Jr. has a Rolls Royce SUV. Mm-hmm. And the hood ornament, you know, like on a Rolls.
Yeah, it has the big wings.
So this opens up. It's got a... It disappears into the hood, and then it'll reappear, and the door opens, and up slides an action figure of Odell Beckham Jr. making the one-handed catch.
Yep.
It's just gaudy. Just the amount of ego alone to put yourself on your car.
And it's just another way that people want to say, look at me, and because I am a professional athlete, I can spend... This
feel like
goes
he's
back
the
to the
guy...
whole DJ Swearinger's truck having a milk machine with strawberry chocolate and vanilla milk in it.
What?
Yeah.
That remember, was a thing?
If you remember, he stole
remember
his
that.
Own truck off the lot that was customizing it for him. And part of the deal was the guy who customized it for him said he didn't want to pay for all of the add-ons, including the milk machine that made strawberry chocolate and vanilla milk inside the vehicle. So he got a second set of keys, and he stole it off the lot, and then it became just this huge issue.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and this is DJ Swearinger now, not OBJ, not Kobe in a helicopter, not T-Mac in a plane. This is an SUV with a milk machine.
Look, if I'm going to have an SUV that makes me something.
Yep.
It's not going to be milk.
Nope.
How much do you love milk that you would have your car make
you
strawberry
milk? I'm from
the
Midwest and I don't
milk?
Love milk.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, like, you know, if you want to have Diet Coke, now, down with that. I know Nick's would probably make, like, Jameson or something like that. Always drinking and driving. Yeah.
Could stir up some gummies between here and, like, Katy.
Why does this SUV have black lights in the back? Don't worry about it. It's the hydroponics. It's
but
just,
because here's the thing. Like I said, I'm not a milk fan anyway, and I'm from America's Dairyland. But the thing that grosses me out the most is, like, the Indianapolis 500 just passed. When you win, you not only get this big thing of fresh milk, but you're supposed to take a big, hearty gulp of it and then dump it over your head.
Ugh.
The smell of, like, drying milk and stuff is just rancid.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
Every time I see that, I'm like, oh, God, that's sick.
Now, I do like milkshakes.
Sure.
I if we go, like, Whataburger or whatever, I'll get a vanilla shake.
Oh, do you? You'll get shakes at the fast food place?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Blizzards are fantastic.
Love blizzards.
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely down with the blizzards and the blasts.
Yeah. Blizzards are big, big time.
So Blizzard is Dairy Queen?
Yep.
Oh, so you like that more than a Sonic Blast?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh, I don't know if we can be friends.
Well, why start now? I mean, I grew up playing for the Dairy Queen Royals, and there was a Dairy Queen always near my house. We went to Dairy Queen.
So you
all
were DQ country.
Always DQ. Yep.
Okay. Wow, that was big. DQ was big down in Texas.
I had more DQs than Nick did on a Way Back Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Boom. Suck on that.
DQ, that's what we like about Texas. All right. We'll continue to roll on. Plenty to get to on the show. A lot of things popping up as we were getting ready to go on air. Getting your thoughts on the injury bug continuing to bite and bite hard on your Astros. And Daryl Morey possibly panicking or pressing the reset button? Lots to talk about on the show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, and send deliveries to 5353 West Alabama for Barry's birthday.
No deliveries.
Back with more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Still hour number one, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be in the big city on this Way Back Wednesday. Songs pre-2009. Artists either from Canada or the Bay Area in honor of the NBA Finals. Pink Valkyrie did chime in yesterday to clarify that she was trying to come up with a theme of bands in which main members left to coincide with the Rockets and all the changes in the coaching staff. But one, it was a fail. And two, she failed in trying to come up with actual bands where that happened. So then, therefore, that idea was squashed.
I can only think of one.
She said Destiny's Child. In which Beyonce
I can left. Only think of one off the top of my head, Van Halen.
That's a good call.
Yeah. That's the first one.
Foo Fighters, they changed her.
Did they?
They changed even with...
Stone Temple Pilots.
Well, now we know that. Yeah, they had to. Yeah. I mean, you can go with all these artists that outlived their lead singers, too.
Nirvana changed their lead singer.
Steve Perry just disappeared. So Journey had to find... Journey has two Steve Perry replacements.
Yeah. That's right, they did.
Styx, there was a fight between Dennis DeYoung and Tommy Shaw. So Dennis DeYoung no longer tours, but they do. Foreigner without Lou Gramm, but they still do their thing.
So obviously there were bands, we just were too late.
But those are they're just trying to collect checks. They're still just trying to hang on to their fame and do some concerts so they don't have to have real jobs.
Right.
But yeah, when you're talking about like Van Halen, that was almost at the peak of their popularity.
That's right.
When David Lee Roth went off on his solo and Sammy Hagar came in.
Did Def Leppard get a drummer for a little bit?
No, I'm not
Sublime. Yeah. And then they became Sublime with Rome.
What you could have said they would have become with any country.
Sublime, when the lead singer of Sublime died, they had this other guy that sounded almost identical to their lead singer. I believe his name was Rome. And so they called it Sublime with Rome.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure you know one of their songs, Lay Me Down.
Santeria?
Oh, Santeria is the one that my wife loves.
Well, that's Sublime. I'm talking about the new.
Oh,
Sublime with Rome?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know any of their. Yeah. Not a big Sublime guy. Just the Santeria song, that's it. Tyler said, you're taking a sonic blast over a DQ Blizzard. Stay off the weed. No?
No way. We stay off the internet. How about that?
What's the difference, really?
Oh, I think Dairy Queen's quality of all the ingredients is way better than anything Sonic puts out there.
Isn't Reese's peanut butter cups the same whether you get it in a blast or a Blizzard?
But the ice quality, the ice cream and the soft serve and everything they use,
the quality I completely of their think Dairy Queen's ingredients in their food.
We're going to have to do. Do you think Dairy Queen's food is better than Sonic's?
100%.
There's a reason that Dairy Queen's almost out of business and Sonic isn't.
Because of their blizzards and all that other stuff, all their cold drinks. I think Sonic keeps Sonic.
Because of everything. Because people went to Dairy Queen and was like,
I would never order a burger from Sonic. Ever.
Really?
Never.
It's not a bad burger at all.
It's a terrible burger.
It's not a great burger, but it's not bad. It's not terrible.
I'm just not a big fan of their food. Outside of their tater tots and their drinks, I'm not eating it.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Like, if you find my car parked at Sonic, it's because I'm ordering tater tots or one of their blizzards or something like that.
I feel like you're underestimating.
Look, I'm Fat Sonic. Nick. I'm telling you. If I liked it, I'd let you know.
So you would stop at Dairy Queen and get a gut buster or whatever, belt buster, hunger buster, whatever the hell they're called?
See, I wouldn't eat real food from Dairy Queen, but I would eat the desserts.
I wouldn't eat their food. I feel the same way about Sonic. I wouldn't eat their food, but I'd eat the desserts.
If you looked at the number of Dairy Queens that used to exist versus the Dairy Queens that exist now.
I would agree. Sonic is way more successful, for sure.
Yeah.
Because even the Dairy Queen by my house, I was there for
that is because of the food, for sure. We grew up with a Dairy Queen that all they had, all anybody went there for, and all the baseball teams after they got done playing went there for, was the ice cream. And then they had hot dogs and things. But yeah, it wasn't really, you didn't go there for lunch.
So the only really good thing that Dairy Queen would have is if you would go there and get, I don't remember what it was, but it would have Texas toast and gravy. And the gravy was pretty legit. Like if you got chicken fingers from Dairy Queen.
I was a big fan of Texas toast when I was a kid.
Yeah, but if you got the chicken fingers, their gravy, pretty legit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not too bad. Outside of that, though, I'm
they good. Were always known, too, for the dipping for your ice cream cone.
Yeah, and then don't they turn it upside down?
Yeah.
Trying to be fancy?
Yeah.
If they don't do that, do you get it for free?
I think later on they inserted some rule about that.
Where if your server at the window or whatever
turns it upside down. And
yeah. I don't know.
The hard candy shell dip for the ice cream.
Yeah.
Was one I'm of their
a fan of that.
And the dilly bars. They called them dilly bars.
The hell's a dilly bar?
It's essentially like an ice cream sandwich on a stick or like an ice cream bar, like we're talking about. It's like essentially like a dipped cone on a stick.
Okay.
But they called them dilly bars.
Huh. Yeah. All right.
And I didn't realize how big DQ was here in Texas.
Yeah.
Because I've never in the Midwest saw a Dairy Queen advertised. And when I came here and got that little jingle in my head about DQ, I was like, wow, it's bigger here.
It was at one point. It really was.
But that's because, like you said, they were trying to push their food.
Yeah.
Just stick to what you know.
That's right.
Dairy Queen, stick to ice cream. Stick to ice cream.
If Dairy Queen would have just been Baskin Robbins, Dairy Queen would still be around.
Would you get a double burger at a Baskin Robbins? No.
No. Where are we on A&W?
What do you mean?
The hot dog
the stand?
Yeah.
Again, I would go to A&W for a root beer float.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd go to A&W for lunch.
I'm not a fair guy to ask. I don't eat hot dogs, so.
Really?
Yeah.
But they have other things. They're basically a glorified Dairy Queen.
But
yeah.
But weren't they kind of known for their hot dogs?
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
I
didn't know
their big thing was. They were known for their weenies.
That and James Coney Island, right?
Weren't they kind of? Now, if you talk mess about, I will fight you.
I'm not a big fan.
You say a bad word about James Coney Island.
I won't.
Did you see
it's
how
your birthday?
I will fight the hell out of you.
Hot dogs.
James
or what,
Coney Island.
What do you
is
have?
Legit. What
from James Coney Island?
Hot dogs.
Okay.
You get anything else? You're an idiot.
The French fries.
You go to James
chili
Coney
cheese
Island.
French fries.
No, you go to James Coney Island and you get three hot dogs with cheese and onions only, and then you get the French fries with cheese on those. And then you don't poop for like 6 weeks because
no
all
ketchup?
The cheese.
No ketchup?
No ketchup.
Joel thinks you're an idiot.
That's what all the cheese is for.
Joel thinks you're an idiot.
No.
Yeah. Well, but if you go ketchup on a hot dog with onions, you don't need the ketchup. I mean, if you go cheese on a hot dog with onions, you don't need the ketchup. Yeah.
What? Yeah. You wouldn't put ketchup on it if it has cheese?
Dude, cheese is thicker than blood where I'm from.
Oh, yeah,
you got to remember.
Yeah, remember. It goes cheese, dairy, ketchup.
That's how it rolls?
Right. Mm.
Or cheese, is it ketchup and then dairy?
It might be cheese. Yeah, it might be cheese, ketchup, and then rest of dairy. Yeah, because I told you I don't like milk.
Well, but I'm saying in general where you're from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's without a doubt. Yeah, you know that they tried to jazz their whole thing up now? It's not James Coney Island anymore. It's JCI.
Yeah. I've seen those sign
that's a
changes.
Big
yeah.
That's a big
I've
munch.
Seen that.
It's like when Jack in the Box tried to go JITB.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, look, I don't want to do Wheel of Fortune while I'm trying to get a burger. Just buy me the vowel and let's just keep this moving.
And you're not a boy band either. So, and like,
JITB.
Yeah.
I don't need
new
that.
Kids on
just,
the block.
Just
no.
Give me the burgers. Let's just.
Exactly
give me
right.
Actually, just give me the tacos. That's the thing from Jack in the Box. That's my go to.
My buddies, too. And my buddy's wife was on Facebook getting all excited that a wiener schnitzel was opening up in their neighborhood. I was texting him going, you know, not a good look if the wife is celebrating wieners in the neighborhood.
Yeah, wiener schnitzel? I can honestly say I've never eaten there.
I haven't either, but I know that they got really ugly uniforms.
Do they? What do they look like?
They're at the mall, in the food court, they're the ones that had like the yellow, red, and blue bright... Like
really?
Like almost coveralls and outfits.
Oh no!
Wiener schnitzel.
We don't even have one at our mall.
I think that was them. Yeah, but I'll see if I can bring the picture for it. All right, we're just getting started. Got lots to talk about: Astros, Rockets, and other things. You guys want to join in on the conversation? We're here for you. 713-780-3776 HRNP listener line. You can call. You can text. You can tweet. John Parker. He's listening and he's doing things. I love it. Send him Barry gifts for his birthday. You can too. 5353 West Alabama in the Galleria area. Barry accepting all gifts, including weed whackers. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the first hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry's birthday. John Parker, thank you.
Yo. John Parker, you're the man.
Special delivery for Barry on his birthday, just like he did for Nick. Fantastic.
Cheesecake.
I hope I never offended John Parker. You're always welcome, bro.
Yeah,
there
man.
You go. That's one of the people maybe you didn't offend.
Very kind of him to send that up here. Hand delivered, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't hang around so we can meet him. Or shake his hand, not meet him.
Tyler was guesstimating that he just had a delivery service to it, like a Uber Eats.
No, I think he delivered it. That's what they said. I'm not sure.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Very much appreciated, Mr. Parker.
Yeah, you know what? I'm getting different mixed reviews here on this Wiener Schnitzels versus hot dog on a stick.
See, if you're going to call it hot dog, you're basically just ripping off Corn Dog 7, because a hot dog on a stick is a corn dog. Right?
No, but a corn dog is breaded or like has a bread
it is,
covering
it is. The
on
The texture
on
is
a
definitely
hot dog.
Different, yeah.
Hot dog on a stick could just be the sausage with a stick instead of having the bread coating.
So a hot dog on a stick is ripping off sausage on a stick. Because sausage on a stick is different than a corn dog. Hot dog on a stick. Hey, hot dog, stay in your lane and just be a hot dog.
It's already a danger zone with everything that we've said to this point. But, yeah, I mean.
Like, why are you trying to be
the outlandish
be everything to everybody,
I
hot dog?
Was Wiener Schnitzels, but evidently there's a place called Hot Dog on a Stick that also does this.
This cake is good, by the way.
Good.
Thank you.
I didn't know, like I said, I didn't know what flavors you wanted, but I know that you can't go wrong with, like, what is it, a white cake with lemon filling?
It's a vanilla, or yellow cake.
Yellow cake.
Yellow cake with lemon filling. It's good. It's legit.
Nick, you're tasting
it. I inhaled mine. It's done.
Right. Well, there's more.
Big shock.
Before the interns get it, because we know there'll be a line from here to, like,
I just wanted that one piece. That was great. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to eat this and my cheesecake.
You should.
I don't care.
It's your day.
That's right. I'm going to be fat
as hell. Not your week, but it's your day.
No, that's my birthday week.
Turn 50, you can at least on 50 you know pounds, what? Like it doesn't
Charlie,
really.
Charlie started
you.
A landslide with that one. I got to give him credit for that.
I hate you so
it's
much.
It's a very ESPN 97.5 move. Someone internally was very happy with the fact that he pulled that off, because that's something that AJ would do or lots of others.
Right?
Yes.
I don't understand this. Here's to Barry and here's to Joel. Here's to Nick puking in the toilet bowl. Here's to the Steelers whose brain last year farted. Our show isn't number one yet. We're just getting started. That's well, from that's,
I like
Steelers fan
to the
Juan.
Suspects Hall of Fame Juan.
Well, self-appointed?
Did we put him in?
I don't know. After he got all full of himself, we decided to put him on probation. But
I like the poem, though. That was very good. And just because I can't read them all, but thank you to everybody that texted in a happy birthday. I very much appreciate you guys.
That's good.
Yeah.
Everybody's participating. The fact that the first delivery is here means that the floodgates should open up at this point. Therefore, there's plenty of room for you guys to get in like John Parker and get involved in the proceedings. Donations are accepted today and today only. Not this week, just today only.
How I heard this on Charlie's show. I didn't realize this was a thing until I started thinking about it. But I don't know if somebody called or texted or what, but I heard Charlie go, there's no HEB curse. There's no HEB curse.
Oh, this is the big thing. A lot of people talking about this.
The HEB curse.
Yep.
Is this a real thing? Are we? Because I tweeted out, look, HEB, can we just swap? If it's real, can we just swap Bregman for Tyler White? I would be good with that in the next commercial.
Yep.
If we're going to get somebody hurt, I don't want it to be Bregman at this point.
No.
Tyler White. I'm not wishing Tyler White gets hurt. I want to clarify that. I'm just saying if it's got to happen because of the commercials and the curse, let's just swap White for Bregman in the next commercial.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you think about it, I thought Matt Thomas just did an interview with him, with Correa.
Right?
Because normally it was the Matt Thomas curse across all of
Houston sports.
How
many different curses
sports?
Are there? There's the Matt Thomas curse, the HEB curse, the Madden curse, and the Sports Illustrated curse.
That's right.
Am those I missing
all,
one?
Those are all accurate. I don't know if there's more. But those seem to be, yeah.
I like how he said
main.
It was the Matt Thomas curse.
No, there is.
That's because, a real thing.
No,
every time, for the last 3 years, every time Matt Thomas interviews somebody, they get hurt.
Rockets, Astros, whatever. Pat Beverly
does
actually
he own
called
it?
Them
does
on
he,
it.
Does he admit that this happened?
He gets so mad when people talk about it because he's like, there's no curse. And then he'll be like, coming in next week, we've got Deshaun Watson. Everybody's like, no!
Yeah. Like, Pat Beverly took that. It so serious that when he was hurt then, he was like, nah, bro, ain't doing it. Yeah, yeah, it got to be a thing. Yeah, that anytime Matt interviewed you, you were going to get hurt.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah. With us, it was like, remember the Josh Reddick thing? He was like just scuffling. He came on our show
and succeeded.
Started hitting like
Tyler
crazy.
White. Tyler White needs to come on this show. I'll put it out there right now.
Yeah, not today. Not the day we have cake, though.
No. Wow, that was not right. And I almost rolled right with you on that.
Lance,
yeah, because he's wait a minute.
Lance and Raheel went off on that this morning
on him being overweight.
Yeah, and Raheel was like, "What did he call it? He called it stress weight or something like that." Like he started
stress eating.
Yeah, like he started eating because he wasn't.
I thought
hitting.
He wasn't a body shamer. Not everybody has 5% body fat.
Yeah,
like
Raheel
does.
Went nuts on it today with Lance.
Wow.
Yeah, they spent a good portion of time.
That would be like a skinny guy to body shame somebody. I feel like you can only body shame someone if you're ashamed of your body. And then you can do it. Otherwise,
I'm not ashamed of my body.
You should be.
I body shame you all the time.
But you should be ashamed of your body.
Body's perfect.
You're shaped like a light bulb.
There was this guy that, who's that guy, that potential sponsor that came in? I was like, I don't need
that.
I'm perfect. You need to talk to these two old guys in the studio.
You have hips.
Oh, the guy yesterday?
Yeah, I don't want to give him any pre-pub, but...
He's sponsoring the golf tournament, I think.
Yeah. Oh, so it's already done.
You have hips like Nicki Minaj, bro.
What?
Like,
no, what I do not.
He has what?
I do not have hips like Nicki Minaj. Like,
yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, Barry was saying the other day he was ready to start gripping and farting and gripping.
No,
and farting.
You're the most... No, Barry's the most round person on this show.
You got them birthing hips.
How do you say that? First of all, I've never heard anybody say they look like a light bulb shape. I've heard pear shape. I've heard other things, but a light bulb?
Yeah, he's shaped like a light bulb. You never seen how a light bulb is like real skinny at the top and just go whoop right there in the middle?
No. Does not look like that.
Light bulbs aren't skinny at the top. It's a big round circle with a little thing on the end.
Upside down, hanging from a light.
Upside down light bulb.
Yeah.
Okay. When you screw it into the light fixture in the ceiling, it's upside down. Or is it right side up, huh? We need to figure that out. Which is the top, which is the right side up on a light bulb?
There's a question we'll ponder for the rest of the show. People will start chiming in 3 seconds.
I would just say it would be the skinny part because that's how Nick is shaped. And if he was upside down, that would be weird.
But wouldn't you just be pear-shaped and then you have to turn it upside down?
You could be pear-shaped.
Okay.
I prefer a light bulb.
I don't like talking about all these body shapes, by the way.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm the one that's being singled out here.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You don't single me out every single day for being fat and old.
Because
and
now, you are. And I'm now, spitting facts.
And by now when I tell you got them Nicki Minaj birthing hips, you want to get all sensitive on me, right?
By the way, on that conversation this morning, they were talking about that in body types. And Lance said in some of his different analysis of different players coming out of college, he would call them like a beer delivery guy body. And they made him take it down. And he's like, you know what I'm talking about? Barrel-chested, big arms, because they're moving kegs all day, but the rest of them just doesn't seem to fit with the chest and the arms. I was like, hey, you know what?
They made him take that down?
Yeah, they made him take it down.
Why would you stifle that creativity? Everybody's like, it's all lameness anyways, but at least if you're reading it and it was funny, you would want to read it.
And people would read it and go, oh, I get that. I understand what he's saying.
Yep.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's all ripped up and everything like Giannis. But he might, you know, do some damage because he's strong. So.
Yeah.
All right, so Correa's out. This is a weird deal, too. Because first he was supposed to have the day off.
Two days off.
Yeah, no, well, he was supposed to just have the day off
right. For
his first missed game.
Right.
Then the second missed game, they say he's got rib discomfort.
Soreness.
Now he's out 4 to 6 weeks. And the question becomes, and I believe that according to Brian McTaggart, through Jeff Luhnow, he injured it at home.
Yeah, doing what?
Right. Were you lifting? Were you...
You know how they get all secretive when it's like a non-playing injury? Because they, you know, you never know if he has some sort of like condition in his contract where he doesn't get paid.
First one that comes to mind is Jeff Kent.
Jeff Kent. Yeah, the dirt bike riding.
Yeah, he said he was washing his truck.
Well, there was kind of a... Well, actually, I don't want to put Joel under the bus, but there was a rocket that had...
There sure was. I've dealt with a couple of these.
But you told me I couldn't talk about
it. Right, yeah. I can't. I'm not going to blow that out of the water, that story. But yeah, there's been deep cover-ups because of the fact that injuries happened not at the workplace involving athletics.
Well, it's very suspicious because I didn't see anything happen on field. And then if you're saying it happened at home... Not that we have a right to know, because medically, you know, it's his business or whatever.
Right.
But
it's his privacy.
I tell you what, couldn't have been a worse time for it to happen.
No doubt.
As many injuries and as banged up as they are, they're down to, you know, 2 stars.
What's old boy that won the Cy Young this last year from Tampa Bay? Snell.
Snell, yeah.
Snell hurt his... Snell broke his foot by dropping a marble slab for a countertop in his bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
About a month or so ago.
Not good.
No, that's crazy. Or the John Wall. John Wall's rehabbing his knee and fell down his stairs and tore his Achilles.
Damn.
And he's out next year, too.
Damn.
Yeah, so there's crazy injuries out there with athletes.
Somebody tweeted out the HEB curse is real. It's got a picture of Springer, Altuve, and Correa in the coffee commercial.
Yeah.
And they said, damn, it's even going from left to right. It was Springer, Altuve. Altuve, and then Springer, Correa, and the band. And then they have Bregman in the back.
Yeah, keep Breggs out of that.
And God forbid you let Michael Brantley do one of those. No way.
No, 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 and no again. Uncle Mike is too valuable right now.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah. Okay, so we can continue to talk about Astros. Also, lots of Rocket stuff to talk about, and the finals get going tomorrow night. So you can feel free to join the second hour of the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can also hit us up on Twitter. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.